And now, on with Jimmy Allen. Flying for the movies in the production of the Air Picture Coffin Nails has become a much more complex problem than Jimmy and Speed had anticipated. Because of mechanical troubles of a mysterious kind, flying has been delayed. The director, Donald Stewart, has become very impatient, and Mr. Milliken, producer of the picture, made the startling announcement that Pacific Studios, one of his biggest rivals, are also filming a war story. A story startlingly like the picture Coffin Nails. He has warned Speed that their picture must be completed on time or it will be worthless. Speed has told Jimmy that he is decidedly worried about the mysterious happenings which have caused the airplanes to be unfit for service. It is now late at night. The flying field at El Toque is shrouded in darkness. Hours ago, the entire camp turned in for a well-earned rest. We now find ourselves in the sleeping quarters of the pilots.
Speed. Hey, Speed. Did you hear something? Speed, wake up. Wake up, Speed. Speed, wake up, will you? I think I hear something out in the hangar. Listen. Hear that?
What's that, Jim? What's the trouble?
Wake up. I think someone's out in the hangar.
What's the trouble, kid? What time is it? What's the matter? What did you say about the hangar? What time is it, anyway?
Speed, listen to me. Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake. What's the matter, Jim? Wait, I look at my watch. 2 o'clock. What's wrong? What did you say about the hangar?
I think someone's out in the hangar, prowling around out there. I'm sure I heard something.
Yeah? Why'd you happen to hear it? Why aren't you asleep?
I woke up with a start. I don't know. Something awakened me. I don't know what it was. But then I heard this noise out in the hangar. I'm sure I did. Someone's out there.
Yeah, you sure, Jim? You haven't been dreaming, have you?
Of course not. I'm wide awake.
Oh, by George, some queer things have happened to our ships these last few days. Maybe you're right at that. What kind of a noise was it?
Well, it sounded like someone hammering, pounding very faintly.
Huh. Well, I guess we better have a look around. Slip on your trousers and sweater and we'll...
Speed, look. Look out this window. Shh. Be still now.
What do you see, kid?
Come here, quick. Out this window here. Take a look.
Wait a second, kid. I'll be right with you.
There it is again. Come here, quick. Hurry up, Speed.
All right, Jim. All right. What do you see? What do you see? Where?
Oh, Jiminy, it's gone now. You were too late.
What did you see, Jim, and where? It's so black out there, I can't see a thing.
Over there in the hangar. Right in the hangar, Speed.
Well, I can see the dark outline of the hangar, but that's all. I don't see anything else.
Well, it was moving right across the wall of the hangar, the wall on this side.
Oh, what was, Jim? What are you talking about? Don't be so confounded mysterious. I think you had a bad...
Look. Look, there it is.
What great guns. You're right, it's a light.
Didn't I tell you? Somebody's in the hangar.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. Somebody's in there with a flashlight.
There. Oh, it's gone again.
Yeah, he's turned it out. Now, what do you know about that?
What'll we do?
We're going out and find out who it is. We may discover why we've been having so much trouble with these ships.
You bet your life. Whoever it is means no good, I'll tell you that. Come on, let's go, Speed.
Now, wait a minute now. Take it easy. Now, be quiet, Jim. We don't want to wake up any of the pilots. And we want to grab this guy red-handed.
Right. We'll catch him right in the act.
Okay, come on. Slip on your trousers and a pair of slippers.
Okay. Gee, I wonder who it is.
Believe me, we'll find out. We'll make it plenty tough for him. I'm beginning to know now why we've been having so much trouble with these ships.
I wonder if it's any of our bunch.
Nah, I don't think so. It's someone in that crowd from Pacific Studios. Somebody working for Baloo, I'll bet you anything. Why, George, I'm sure glad you're having to wake up, Jim. Now, this whole business has me standing on my ear. But we'll grab this bird, whoever he is, and probably get at the bottom of the whole trouble.
Okay, I'm all set. Let's go. I'm ready to get at that fella.
Now, take it easy, Jim. We don't want to let him get away from us. Are you all set?
Sure, I'm all right. Come on, before he gets away.
Now, wait a minute. We don't want to go out there empty-handed. If this bird's up to some crooked work, he'll probably give us a battle.
Maybe you'd better get your gun out, Speed.
No, I don't think a gun's going to be necessary. We don't want any shooting. Here, I have it. I'll take this old broom handle. That's as good as anything.
Sounds all right. Do you know where it is?
Yeah, it's right in the corner. Come on now, don't make a sound.
All right, I'm with you. How shall we go?
At that side door, Jim. Now, wait till I find that club. It's so confounded dark in here, I can't see a thing.
Here, I'll help you. Wait a second. I think I have it. Yeah, here it is. There you are, Speed. Okay, let's go.
Easy now, easy. Not a sound. is a door. Now, when I open it, you slip out first.
Okay.
Easy. Let's make tracks for that hangar.
Which way will we get in?
Let's see now. We saw the light on the north wall. I tell you, Jim, we'll sneak in that little door just the side of the tool shed. We're going to have to be very careful. We don't want this bird to get away from us.
Look, wait a minute. See that?
Yeah, it's a light again. Yeah, he's still there.
He's flashing it around inside.
Yeah, looking at some of the ships, I guess. Come on, let's go.
Boy, is this guy going to get a surprise in a minute. No wonder these ships of ours never worked right.
Oh, the light's off again. Yeah, it looks to me like he's in the northeast corner of the hangar.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Now go easy now, kid. Here's the door.
Right. What do we do, Speed?
Now wait right here and listen. I'd like to locate him for sure before we go any farther. Now listen a second.
Did you hear anything?
Another sound. Now listen, Jim. We'll open this door quietly and slip inside.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, when we get inside, we'll crouch down behind one of the ships and wait until he flashes the light on. Then we'll know exactly where he is.
Okay. Then what?
Well, then we'll sneak up on him if we possibly can and both jump in together.
Oh, but look. What if there's more than one?
Well, I never thought of that. Well, Jim, if there are two of them and we can locate both, you grab one and I'll take the other.
Oh, I think he's alone. I haven't heard anyone talking.
Yeah, I haven't either. No, I think he's playing a lone hand, all right. Come on now, let's get inside. If he hears us and starts running, take out after him. We want to get this bird. There's no two ways about it.
Oh, believe me, we'll get him, all right. Go ahead, open the door.
Quiet now and get set.
All set.
I don't think he'll hear us. This door is just made of canvas. Come on now, go ahead. Black as ink in here. Don't move, Jim, until we locate him.
Look, there's the light again.
Yeah. Yeah, he's over there in the far corner. In among those 38s. Come on, Jim, let's get over there.
Boy, and how?
Now, don't make any noise now and get set for anything. This joker may be armed.
I'm ready for anything, Speed. I hope he doesn't flash that light this way.
Hold it, the light's off again.
Boy, it's dark in here.
Now, come on, let's get over there. Now, get set to grab him.
I can't see a thing, Speed.
Oh, great guns, be still.
What's that?
Oh, he heard us. Shh. Be quiet.
What was that? I gotta get out of here.
Did you hear that,
Speed? Yeah, of course I heard it. Oh, I think he heard us. Now, wait a second, Jim. Look, I can just see his outline across that big door in the hangar. Now, he's gone outside.
Oh, hang the luck. What do you think we take after him, huh?
No, wait a minute. What in the world did you do?
Oh, I ran smack into the wing of this ship.
Oh, yeah, that noise frightened him. It sounded as though he dropped a tool.
Come on, let's go get him. Hurry up, Speed. He'll get away otherwise.
All right, come on, let's go. He went out the big door to the east.
Boy, when we get our hands on that guy, it'll be just too bad, believe me. He's sure doing something to our ships.
Of course he is. We may have lost him, though.
I wasn't on the track team for nothing. The minute I lay eyes on that bird, I'll really... Look, Speed. Look, he's coming back.
Hey, gosh, you're right. Come on, get inside. Hurry up, quick. Yeah, I guess that noise didn't scare him after all. Come on.
All right, shh. Where do we hide?
Now, right here. Come on. We'll get right next to this 38 he was monkeying with. Come on, squat down and don't say a word.
There he is, in the middle of the big door, see? Hey, is that a gun in his hand?
Yeah, it looks like it. Nah, that's his flashlight, Jim.
Well, where are they going now? Oh, look, he's going over to the other side.
Oh, wait a minute now. Let's see what he does.
Look at that. He's fooling around, and he's got his light on the ship I fly.
Yeah. What's that guy up to? Can you tell who it is?
I haven't any idea. Look at that. He's fooling around with that ship. He's doing something. Uh-oh. He's taken the engine cowling off my 38.
Be still now. Let's see what he does.
Well, I'll be hanged. He's going to do something to my ship. Can you imagine that, Speed? Let's go over right now and grab him.
Hey, wait a minute. Not so fast. I want to catch him right in the act, Jim, and believe me, we can do it.
The hound? He's fixing that engine of mine so I'd have trouble with it. That's the bird that's been causing all these delays, Speed.
Yeah, why, sure it is. No doubt about it.
Oh, look. He's flashing his light over this way.
Shh. I think he heard us whispering.
Oh, boy, I thought he'd see us.
Nah, he didn't see us. Wait a minute. Listen to that.
What's he doing now?
I don't know, but we've seen enough. Come on, we're going to grab him.
Come on, let's go.
Easy now, and when I yell, we'll make for him.
Shall we get a little closer?
Yeah, get as close as we can. Now keep down behind these ships.
Boy, is this going to be good. Catching him right in the act.
All ready. Get set now, Jim. When I give the word, we'll make for him.
I'm all set.
Come on, Jim. Let's go.
Come on, Guy. We've got you. Don't pull any rough stuff.
All right, here he is, kid. Come on, let's take him.
Don't give us any trouble, buddy. We'll take care of you. All right, fella. Now, take it easy. We've got your code. Don't give me any trouble. Quit that. Okay, you asked for it.
Oh, you nailed him, Jim.
I got him, but I don't think I knocked him out. But he can't get away, though.
Hold him while I put this light on.
Okay, get up here, fella. I'll take care of you, and we'll see what...
Now we'll see. Hi, great guns. Why, it's Flash Lewis.
Well, this is a surprise. Why is Flash Lewis prowling around in the hangar during the night? Follow the startling developments in the next air adventure of Jimmy Allen.